Thank you for calling Crowd TV for membership. This is the Darius. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Zip code is 22043.
Ms. Holly?
That's correct.
Okay. And how may I assist you on today?
I'm trying to understand. Maybe I'm just too slow, but as you guys made the transition from Blueprint to Craftsy, I was charged $120 in August. And but whenever I log on to the Craftsy account, I have to pay for every class. So I'm trying to understand, what did you charge me for, or how do I get my money back?
Okay.
Because I paid, you know, I already paid, and I've emailed you guys in October. I know I emailed in August. I can't find that email. I emailed twice in October. I never heard back. And I don't know, I don't understand what is happening or how to get it fixed.
Okay, I see two transactions, one on August 14, 2018 for 120,
okay.
And I see one on August 21st, 2020, but it says that was canceled.
Well, it's not canceled on my account. I didn't cancel it. I have on my account and under my order history, because you guys took $120 out of my account on August 14th, 2020.
Yes, and I see that as well.
And that's, so it shows that I paid, and I didn't want to pay. I forgot to cancel it, and I didn't. So, but then I got emails saying that you were going to start up again, so I'm like, oh, okay. But I haven't been able to connect that payment to this account.
Yes, ma'am. Also, I see the transaction, but it also says that your account is in the status of cancel. So let me...
You did not cancel? Okay, can you uncancel the account? Because I'm losing a lot of money here. I'm like,
Yes, ma'am.
It's really crazy. I should have canceled it, but I didn't. And I just thought I was out 120. But if you could attach the payment to the account and show the account open, because it doesn't say my account is canceled when I look at it, which is sad, right? When I look at Craftsy, I see an account dashboard. I have like one thing in there. And when I look at that order history, it does not list anything about canceled. So it doesn't have, I don't have any information in regards to that.
Yes, ma'am.
Membership details, no, there's nothing there. No active, it says no active memberships by the membership term that works for you, but I'm not going to pay again.
Yes, ma'am. And that's what I see as well. Do you mind if I log into your account?
No. Oh, God, I don't know what my password is. Hold on. I might be able to tell you what my password is. It's in Google somewhere. I don't know where. Hold on. Oh, hang on. I know what it might be. Hold on. My computer remembers my passwords, and then when I need them, I have to run all over the house looking for them. All right. Craftsy. Find. Craftsy. All right, try this. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Capital K, number one. Lowercase ng 375 hashtag.
That's all?
That's my password.
Okay. Yes, when I'm logging into your account. And it says you do not have an active membership on your NIC. But it also says that your account is canceled. How did your account get in the canceled state? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it happened during the transition, and it probably was an error. And like I said, I emailed a couple of times because I figured it had to be an error. So they need to fix it. So what do we need to do to get them to reestablish my account? Or give me back my $120, because I have not been able to use this account, you know, since August 20th. So they can give me my money back, or they can give me 12 months, not just from August 20th. Can you help me with that, or do we need to talk to somebody else?
I'm going to ask to see if we can get, because I really don't have an answer for cancel accounts, however, but I do, the most I can do right now is that we have a promotional offer for $2.49 for a whole year.
I understand that, but of course I paid $120, so that's a lot of money, girl. I'm unemployed, and when I saw that money come out of my account, I could have kicked myself. But
yeah,
if I did cancel it, when did I cancel it? And then give me my money back. And if I didn't cancel it, then just give me my 12 months of Craftsy, because I like Craftsy, or I liked Blueprint. I liked Craftsy before Blueprint, but somehow I got to come up with $120 worth of value. I do understand what you're saying, and that was a good suggestion, but it's too easy.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second while I get the answer
sure.
for you.
Okay.
How are you today?
Excuse me? Oh, I'm fine.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I get an answer for you.
Okay, I'll be here. I'm sure I already did this. You're not flying me anyway.
Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just getting your situation handled.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. I'll just send her your email address and now.
My email address? It's H.
Yes, no, I know your email. She said it was already expired before transfer over. The notes reads it expired August 14th.
You charged me on August 14th, 2020. I can send you a copy of what I'm looking at online. Like, I keep going to the Craftsy website thinking that as you guys go through your transition, it will fix itself because it hit my bank account. But in my order history, there's a charge. It's order ID number 114-12153. And it's for an annual membership for $120. And it says the order was placed on August 14th, 2020, and is currently completed. Not canceled, not rejected, completed. You guys charged me $120. And so there's no canceled, there's no expired. Can I email the page copy to you? You can see it, actually. Click on
yes.
Holly.
Yes, sir. Give me
Holly.
One second.
Click on my...
Okay, ma'am. Unfortunately, I have no way to process you to get your months back, but I can give you a refund of $90.
You're going to refund me $90?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I guess I'll have to take that. And this is not on you. I understand that. But you need to make sure when you make the notes, Craftsy has not been getting good press, even though everybody's happy they took Food Friend over. This is not good that you can't just look and see that you charged me and then give me the membership, which I'd love to use, instead of the money, but I'll take the money.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm sorry for the inconvenience it caused you. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today?
Well, tell me how and when this is going to happen.
Refunds take 2 to 3 days to process.
Okay. And, so today is Monday. On Friday, if I don't see the refund, then I should be able to call back. And I don't need to use your name, but is there a record number or a transaction number or a reference number? So if I call back, I can say I spoke to, because I didn't catch your name at the beginning. I spoke to somebody, she's refunding me $90, and I didn't get it, because it wouldn't be on you. It would not be on you.
Yes, and I could also see a confirmation by email, but I do not have a reference number.
Okay, so you will confirm it by email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to watch for it.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today?
No, dear. I'm just disappointed because I liked it, but I guess I'm not going to do business with Craftsy anymore. But thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.